radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com and the new Radio Sports Network. I'm Tim Coles, and we are joined by the manager of the Sturgeon Bay Clippers High School baseball team and now author, John Burns. John, welcome to the radio stations, and tell us a little bit about this book that you have, Nine Innings of Memories and Heroes.
Well, Tim, thanks for having me come in and sit down with you today. We've done things before, pieces related to high school baseball, so I'm thrilled to be back to see you once again. But the book kind of comes out of my involvement with Sturgeon Bay baseball and youth baseball in general. During my adult life as a coach, I'd written four feature articles for our Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association yearbook, and I was going to do a fifth article. But I sat down with a close friend of mine, Tom Roy, who's a eight-time published author, and I gave him information on what I was planning to do. And he said, John, I think you got more than an article here. I think you might have a book. And that was kind of the genesis of the whole thing. Tom and I sat down and started crafting where we might go with this.
And Nine Innings of Memories and Heroes. So nine innings, first of all, not chapters, innings. Kind of take us a little bit. What kind of journey do we plan on going through with these nine innings?
Well, it's actually done, Tim, in chronological order. So I start out, the first inning has to be my dad, who's now 102 years old. Again, on the cover of the book, there's a picture of my dad holding me when I'm just slightly over a year old in front of our home as it's being built in metropolitan Sister Bay, Wisconsin. And that's the start. So the first inning was dad. Second inning involves a famous announcer for the Milwaukee Braves, who I grew up with, listening to Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, and so forth. There's an inning devoted to my Little League coach. There's an inning devoted to my high school coach. There's an inning devoted to a wonderful gentleman who coached with me for 9 years at Sevastopol. And that's kind of the concept, just going right through my entire life in the game of baseball and those people who were influencers.
Yeah, let's talk about those different coaches that you either had as a baseball player yourself, even worked with as a coach. Who really sticks out to you?
Well, right out of the gate, our family moved to Sturgeon Bay when I was the ripe old age of 10, a little too late in the summer to play Little League baseball here, but signed up and was selected on a team when I was 11 in the spring of 1960. And I was very blessed to be selected by a team that had a coach by the name of John Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N. John at one time was the park and rec director in Sturgeon Bay. He had a very successful career as a civilian employee of the U.S. Navy Department, bounced around in Marinette and over to places in Minnesota with that career. But he was my coach, and he taught me the game. He taught me a love of the game. I actually learned quite a bit about the game from him. And that was probably my outside of my dad knowing that I was interested in the game and, putting my rear end against the garage door and blasting those tennis balls at me. Dad was number one. That's why he's the first inning. John's the third inning. And again, following my growth in the game of baseball, he played a big part in it.
And before I go on, we have to make sure that we point this out as well. This isn't just a book to read. This is a book to interact with. And really, outside of a textbook, I haven't seen anything like this in another memoir. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to kind of ask questions at the end, and not just ask questions, but invite people to write down their answers.
I think the important takeaway from that, Tim, is the fact that we want people to connect with people from their past. And, you know, who are the people who are important in your life to get you to where you're sitting in that chair right across from me right now? Parents, neighbors, friends, your friends' parents, community leaders, religious leaders, coaches, teachers, all of those people where we'll call them building blocks. Okay, you don't get here on your own. There's somebody that helps you push you up there. And this is what I attempted to do, review those people that provided a foundation for me, and then go back and those who are still on the planet that you can speak with, tell them what they meant to you. And in their absence, if they're no longer with us, maybe their children or maybe a grandchild of theirs, and just say, boy, he was something special in my life. So the whole idea, again, the concept along with this book and my friend Tom Roy, the books he has written, is to get people to take a look at the message that's in there and how it directly relates to you.
What did you learn about yourself while you wrote about this book? Obviously, people can take a lot from your lessons that you wrote in this book, but maybe what's something that, as you're writing this book, you kind of went back and reflected and said, I didn't realize that I had that in me.
Well, that's a good question. You learn so many different things from the different people. I had a little league coach that replaced John Curran for one game. He was a substitute coach. He's got an inning in my book because he made a few statements that day to me that resonated and that they became part of things that I teach today, 60 years later. It's part of my standard coaching regimen. So there is so much to learn from people, and probably one of my biggest flaws is not being a good listener. But fortunately for me, with John Kern and this other gentleman, and I'll mention his name, Leon Schramm, was a wonderful man here in Door County, very active in civil defense and that sort of thing, and his church. But Leon provided me some lessons and some memories. And let's go back to the title, Nine Innings of Memories and Heroes. So he provided me a memory. And in one game, as my coach for one game, he became one of my heroes.
Impressive stuff. Once again, we're joined by John Burns, who wrote the book Nine Innings of Memories and Heroes, and also coaches Sturgeon Bay High School baseball. And let's just touch on that a little bit, I guess. How have you maybe changed as a coach compared to, you know, your past coaches that you highlight in this book and maybe throughout your career of coaching?
Well, the game remains the same. It's a beautiful game with so many subtleties and nuances are words people like to use, but that's very accurate. And I guess so the game is the same. I don't know as far as as far as your coaching philosophy goes. I mean, I'm still more old school, I would describe myself. I'm one of those guys that doesn't believe in the guys on second with nobody out, and the next three guys all swing from the heels, and now three guys strike out, and the guy's still stranded on second base, and it's time for the other guys to bat. I believe in moving runners along. I believe in stealing bases when you get the chance, occasional bunt, hit and run. I like what they call small ball, and quite frankly, in my book, I highlight that I learned that from John Curran, my Little League coach. He taught me small ball. He taught me the value of playing defense. So I've always felt that as far as a coaching philosophy goes, if you can hold the other guys down, you'll have a chance in any game. They might have the better pitcher that day, then you're in trouble at the high school level. But the way you can kind of bridge that gap is by when you can scrape a run up, you do so, you scrape another one up, do so, and all of a sudden they got to get three to beat you.
So. And as someone who obviously is dedicated almost an entire lifetime to baseball, wrote a book about baseball, how has 2020 treated you?
Well, it's just, you know, for all of us, you can kind of look in the mirror at yourself. And I have a couple of beautiful little granddaughters down in Middleton, Wisconsin, my girls, Elsa and Ada. My wife, Chris, and I, we missed Elsa's 10th birthday in April. We miss Ada's. We missed her 8th birthday in November. We can't hug them. We can't get this that we love to get so dearly from them. So that's a greater impact than not being able to fill out a lineup card last year. That hurt. That was difficult. Quite frankly, I would have had a young man who was pitching for Sturgeon Bay. It would have been in the spring of 2020, who may well have been the best pitcher I would have ever coached as a senior. And I've had some good ones. I've had guys who went on and had successful careers in college as pitchers. One young man who was pitcher of the year at St. Norbert College for their year, for their league, rather. And this young man just did not get an opportunity to pitch one inning in his senior year. And that borders on tragic, really, because he had worked so hard to get himself to the level that he had risen to. And he never got a chance to show those skills. He had two wonderful years. Second-team All-Conference as a sophomore, as a pitcher, first-team All-Conference as a junior, and definitely a Player of the Year candidate as a senior. And I'll mention his name briefly here, Jake Schneider, just a fine young man. He's at Platteville right now. He was invited to be on their fall roster. Have not spoken with Jake in a number of months. Not quite sure where he's at on that, but what I just described here, it goes across so many different levels as what this pandemic has done. It's turned our lives upside down and inside out.
Are you encouraged by hopefully being able to fill out a lineup card this spring?
Boy, am I ever, and I got a stack ready to go. I look at those things and I just get excited. I tell
pencil you. Sharpened, or do you use a pen? Are you a pen or a pencil guy?
No, we got to be pencil guys. We're baseball. We're baseball people. Yeah, we have to have the ability to erase. But I've got a stack ready for me. I've got a stack ready for Sam Andre, our JV coach, and I'd like to add that Sam has now been coaching baseball at Sturgeon Bay High School for 30 years. Across every level you could think of. JV coach, varsity assistant, head baseball coach. Back when I was at Sevastopol, I coached against Sam for a few years. And we go all the way back to grade school. In fact, I got a little section in my book that is devoted to Sam and what he means to me and what he means to baseball in Door County.
And then finally, give us the details. We'll go back to the book, Nine Innings of Memories in Heroes. When can people start getting copies? Where can they find them? Details like that.
I'm so glad you asked that, because they say that an author writes a book, but then a good author promotes their book.
Yeah,
so absolutely. I'm going to try to be a good one. That's why I really welcome this opportunity today, Tim, and I thank you for providing that opportunity. The book is available on Amazon right now, and you can get a preview of the book just by typing in the name, and then they'll bring up a picture of the cover of the book. One can click on that cover. They'll present another screen, and then it'll say, "Look Inside," by the cover. And then you can click on that and actually get a little preview. Look at the foreword, look at the preface, maybe a bit of the some pictures that appear in the book. There's a wealth of family pictures in there. And that's one way. I would prefer that you wait for me, customers here, as many have, for my shipment of large shipment of books should be arriving on my doorstep in Sturgeon Bay later this month. And I've pre-sold about 50 of these books already. An article which appeared in a local paper about a week ago, I got a number of hits on that because I provided my email address, which I will do before we part company here. And people have requested copies, and I tell them all the same thing. Once that box hits my doorstep, I will let them know, and we will make arrangements for you to receive your copy. So bottom line, I would ask that some of these people would wait to hear from me. And if I could add one other, actually two more things about pre-sales, and that our baseball coaches website, the WBCA, Wisconsin Baseball Coaches Association, a good friend of mine over in the Wisconsin area, Joe Waite, who website, took a copy of an article that was written here, I mentioned, and put it on the site. And I got an email this morning from a guy from Royal. He's the head baseball coach at Royal, Wisconsin, R-O-Y-A-L-L. It's in the Elroy area. There's, you know, the Elroy-Sparta Trail. And Joe Vitsenda, happy to tell you, is going to start his 52nd year as the head coach at Royal High School. Joe said, "This looked interesting. I wanted to talk to a fellow baseball enthusiast, shares a passion for the game." That's a good word, because Joe is a passionate follower of this game. So I just emailed him 5 minutes before I came to meet with you. And I'm very much looking forward to hearing my response, what's again from Joe to my email, and telling him about having these books received soon. And that was just special to hear from such an icon in our organization.
Once again, the book is called Nine Innings of Memories and Heroes, written by Sturgeon Bay coach, baseball coach. And you want to add one more thing?
I do. I want them to be aware of my email address, because that would be the way to contact me if anybody's hearing about this book for the first time. My email address, all lowercase, is coachburns@sbcglobal.net. And I'll spell it out because it's an E in Burns. So it's coachburns@sbc, Sam, Bob, Charles, global.net. And I would love to hear from them and fill any requests that they may have for this book that I've written.
The book, once again, Nine Innings of Memories and Heroes, written by Sturgeon Bay head baseball coach John Burns. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Tim. Very nice to be here.
I'm Tim Coles from the radio stations at DoorCountyDailyNews.com and the new Radio Sports Network.